Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. I am Tony G. Thank you so much for listening in today. I'm so excited for today's show. I know I'm excited for every show. So many great things are happening. Now, I want you to know that each and every day there are just a tremendous number of really amazing things happening for each and every one of us. Are you noticing your great things that are happening for you every day? Are you noticing the miracles in your life? I always say, you know, we always notice what we don't expect that's negative or bad. But those things that happen every day that are good or just on course, we just take for granted. Or if something good does happen, we forget about it right away because we're moving back into that space to look out for the other shoe to drop or, you know, what? Okay, now what's going to happen thing. But what if we changed our mentality to just know that every day there are miracles all around us, and we are receiving them? I mean, driving down the road and making it home safe can sometimes be a miracle with everybody texting and talking on the phone. And we just take that for granted, right? We don't think about that aspect that every day we make it home or make it to where we're going is a blessing. So as you go through the day today, I want you to start changing your brain or your mind or your thinking processes. And I want you to start thinking about all the things that you do achieve throughout the day, all the things that do go right throughout the day. Because as the law of attraction does declare, that which we think about comes to us. It brings more of that to us. It instantly will start making us a magnet for those things that are good that we are recognizing in our mind and in our life. Even if we see good or miracles or greatness even happening for other people and we focus on that, then that magnet has been activated also. To understand that you have the ability to change your beliefs and your knowings about this world and what it has to offer you. It is important that you understand that thus far your world has been created by the thoughts and the programs and the situations of the past. And they have brought you to where you are today. So if you want that to be different, it's a matter of changing those little thoughts, Now, you might think it's a big thing and I'm going to have to, how can I even climb that mountain? And here is what we will tell you. We will tell you it's not that big. It's just a thought process. You used to believe in Santa Claus, and do you still believe in Santa Claus? No, because one day you learned Santa Claus was not Santa Claus. Now, what do you believe that is also like a childhood fantasy, let's call it, or memory? We've all been programmed by things from our childhood, by things from our young adult years. It happens once and all of a sudden it becomes the biggest belief that we have, and we carry it and we own it like it's a Prada bag. I don't know, that just came to me. So we have to then dismantle that. So when we're dating in our early teen years, and we have a successful relationship, and then all of a sudden we break up, and maybe the other person broke up with us, and maybe we found out there was another person involved. All of a sudden, we own that. Like, oh my God, he cheated, and oh my God, I got dumped, and oh my goodness. And then every relationship after that has that pattern, because in the back of our mind, we've held on to that belief or that fear, and then we move from there. And then if we're working and we get let go from a job, we right away go, oh my goodness, am I going to get let go from another job? Am I ever going to find something? We don't look at all the time we put in that was good. So I use this for people who oftentimes are going through a divorce and they'll say, I feel like I failed. Seriously, you had a marriage that lasted this long and this one ending to it does not make it a failure. The fact that you can walk away from something that's no longer working can make it a success. And we don't look at all the good time or everything we've learned during that job or that experience. We just hold on to the end result if it was a negative result. Now, if we switch jobs and go to a better job, we don't hold on to that. We are always waiting for that other thing to happen. And we kind of live in a state of fear at that point. So what I'm going to ask you to do today is to simply think about and to focus on what's going right. What do I have in my life that's going beautifully or good or even okay right now? If you have a roof over your head, be blessed, because there are many that don't. There are many born without a roof over their head. If you have food to eat, be blessed. You are so blessed. You would not believe the number of people, especially children, that don't, they go to the fridge and there's no food in their fridge. If you have work, be blessed. And you are blessed, because think of all the people who are trying to get work, they who are qualified even, and they cannot get work. There's just, it's just not happening for them. And if you're one of those people, call me, I'll clear you. I'll help you to get work if I can. I want you today to think about the simple pleasures that we take for granted every single day. Just focus in on them, and that energy will get bigger and bigger. And as that energy gets bigger, it spreads. And it touches others. Now, I want to tell you, our energy is much like, I always say, compare it to a cold. We can catch a cold from somebody, and we can catch energy from somebody. So when you're around somebody who is very, with stinky energy, or in a bad mood, or unhappy, a little bit of that gets in your energy too, and then you have to kind of shake it off like dogs do. Dogs have something happen, they just shake it off and they move on like nothing. And we as humans have to learn to do that. We have to learn not to own what we don't want. What we don't want, we should not own, we should not keep, we should not even let into our energy. We need to be stronger in our belief systems, but a better belief system for a better life. We also need to be stronger in our belief for ourselves and where we are in this world, and that we are spiritual beings having this experience in this world. And this experience is simply to create a life that you want, that we have the power of creation. We were brought here through creation, for creation, to co-create every moment of our existence. Whatever you are doing right now, you have created. You might not be aware of it, but it is a thought that turned into a manifestation. It manifested into reality, or what we call reality, right? Because what really is reality? Now, I don't have enough time on today's show to talk about all of that, but I will tell you, if you start to change your energy and make your energy stronger and make your beliefs stronger, you're going to be in that place that puts you exactly where you want to be, not where you think you were forced to be. Okay, well, guys, that is an awesome way to start the show with a great message. That's channeling. I just channeled all of that from above. Thank you guys up there so much. We are going to go straight away to the first caller, 415. Hello, 415. How are you today?
Hi, Tony J. I'm wonderful. I'm grateful for you being here and starting off our week with you and positivity, and grateful for your messages.
Oh, thank you. And I'm grateful for you calling in and listening in. Thank you so much. How can I help you today?
Yes. So based on what you're sharing with your message, I have entered this new space in my life that I am actively creating my world and really seeing wonderful results from it. And with that said, I have a class that I was doing on a regular basis, or that I am doing on a regular basis on Sundays. And I was doing it as, promoting it as sort of like an exercise class. And then Spirit sort of sat me down and was like, hey, you're actually doing healing work here on these people, and you're removing blocks while you're, but you know, you have to share with them that you're doing healing work. And also you should raise your rate on how much you're charging for the class. So I did that and I felt good about it. And with that said, I haven't had people come back. And there's a part of me that is a little bit annoyed / frustrated that I have to keep sort of tweaking, my creations, where I just feel like I don't want to tweak this in any way. And actually Spirit's not really even giving me guidance to tweak it. But if I feel like if I don't, I guess there's like a little bit of fear of like, well, when are people going to come again to class? Because I like teaching it.
Okay, good. So own it, and then own it again. This is all about you letting go of your fear of the terms that you're using. And this happened to me because when I first started doing, I've been a channel all of my life. I've been a psychic all of my life. I've seen ghosts or whatever, we were spirit all of my life. But when I decided to go public with it, I was terrified because it was so natural to me. I didn't know it was, as people call it, a gift. I just thought, oh, this is how everybody is. This is how I am. And it's what's the big deal about it? But I do have a sister that I knew would not agree with my work, and it terrified me. And I thought, oh, if I tell her this, she's definitely going to create some distance between us. And when I told her, it did not, and that fear was gone. And then I went on, and I instantly got, within a week of putting that website up, I was offered a radio show with Ask One Radio, which is an amazing station. And it just, everything fell into place synchronistically. You are a healer. Own your healing. You are going to be putting more tools in your belt, as I like to say it. You have outgrown those particular clients. And, you know, I used to look for people to heal. I used to go, oh, I need to find people that I can work on. Well, they weren't the right people. Those who are seeking healing are the ones who need to come to you. Now, those people who were in your class before, some of them will be returning. And the verbiage is a little bit awkward to them, even though it's the exact same thing, but that's their issue, not yours, and don't own their issues. You know, we all have our own issues that we own. Don't own theirs and allow yourself to move forward. And if you haven't already started one-on-one sessions with that, really start those one-on-one sessions with that and allow that to grow also. Your verbiage is fine. You just need to let go of any fear. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to clear that now for you. You might feel some, oh, yeah, this is all in the chest and throat, right? Do you feel that just like trying to jump out of you right now? I love people who feel the energy right away as soon as I make that symbol and they're like, oh, because I feel this leaving you too. And I'm going to tell you, what do you feel right now? Tell everybody what you're feeling right now. Do you feel this?
It's just like a swoosh out. Like I just, It's you know, it builds up. It builds up.
So after this goes, you know, by the time we hang up or by the time I go to the next caller, I don't want you to necessarily hang up. I want you to know that you are going to have clarity. You're going to have even, you might tweak it for better verbiage, a stronger verbiage. And I want you to own what you're doing because as soon as you own it, new people will be coming. Now, whenever I have in the past raised my rates, people have said, oh, I didn't know. I'm like, oh, yes, it's okay. I just say, it's okay. That statement, I don't know why that statement. Then people go, oh, yeah, it's okay. They like kind of mimic it. So just go, oh, yes, it's okay. Like, just don't even explain it. Don't give a definition. You don't have to. If you were a man, they would never expect one.
Okay.
You are right.
Yeah, I really, my intention is to step out of this place of like sort of waiting for the healing clients to come. Cause I noticed that pattern too, that I was like looking, that's how I just used to heal everybody, whether it just would happen, you know, whether they wanted it or not. And now I'm sitting back in a way and like, okay, let them come to me. And yeah, that's where that little bit of that fear is of like, okay, spirit, where are they? Come, bring them. Hello.
I'm sending that out. And as long as we feel like, again, we are a magnet for what we're believing and feeling, not, and even what we're thinking. So you have to get in that place of at the right time, the right good people will be there. Every time you go to say, okay, spirit, where are they? Say, at the right time. The right people, good people will be there. Because, you know, not that there's no such thing as a bad client, but there are easier clients. And some clients are just easier to work with. There is no such thing as a bad client, but there are definitely clients that you love to work with. They mesh with your energy and just say, okay, spirit, bring me those clients that mesh with my energy and we can grow together. And it will start to happen immediately. When you're desperate, you get those who are desperate too. So put yourself in that place of knowing and strength and just allow it all in. As soon as you're not afraid of this anymore, which should happen by the end of the day, by the time you go to sleep tonight, you should feel completely different about this. We've done some clearing here. Mm-hmm. And when you wake up, I feel like you're going to be getting calls even this week. So make sure that you have your phone.
Oh, I just had such crazy chills when you said that. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
Thank you. Please,
you might
let that be true.
Yes. It is true. Do not question that. Do not question them. Do not question them because then they'll go, oh, really? You're not ready yet then. And just be solid in it. Own it. Own it. Okay?
Yeah, yes. Okay. Oh, bless you.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you for calling in. Please remember to follow the show so the next time you can call me and give me a follow-up on how wonderfully everything is going. Okay, sweet girl?
Yes, excellent. Thank you so much. Bless you. Thank you.
Oh, bless you too. And I will talk with you again in the near future.
Yes, you will. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much. I am going to go straight to 865. 865, hello. How are you doing today?
Hi. Thank you, Tony. I'm doing wonderful. How are you? Thank you so much for taking my call.
Absolutely. My pleasure. How can I, what's your name, love, and how can I help you?
This is Lynn, L-I-N, and I'd like to ask what you feel or see for me for love relationships coming up.
Okay, the first. You know what, Lynn? You have a guide that is super duper serious. There's this aspect of you that loves to play and be like, doity-doity-doity, and I know I have that too. Like, I could just doity-doity my day away. Seriously, but you have this guy that just stepped in that is like, as soon as you started talking, everything went serious. And I'm like, does it have to be so serious? But yes, it does.
Aww.
This message is very important for you. In a
yes.
month, almost a month to the day. So what's the date today? Is today the 5th, the 6th? What's the date today?
The 6th.
Whatever the
uh-huh.
date. The 6th. Okay,
the 6th. Uh-huh.
In a month, almost a month to the day, you are going to meet someone who is quite fantastic.
Hey.
Now, that puts us at September, the beginning of September. The first 2 weeks of September, your calendar, it's looking to me like your calendar, give me a second here.
Okay.
Your calendar might be full. Like, you might have a couple, like, lunches and things that you're doing with people. They want you to be out and about. So if people invite, and I am getting the goosebumps all up my legs as they say this. If people invite you for dinner, lunch, brunch, whatever it is, your automatic response should be a yes. Those first 2 weeks of September. It is going to be a social time for you. You are going to be such a social butterfly. They want you to be out and about, and they want you to flip your phone over and look around. I feel like there is going to be one event, an event in this case could be something like a lunch where somebody, there's the possibility for you to talk with somebody. Definitely have that conversation. Don't feel like you are being rude. I do feel like, however, I am going to say this might also be at that same lunch. You're going to be introduced to this person by someone you know.
Wow.
Now, here's what I want to say. Even if you're introduced to someone by somebody you know, keep your eyes open just in case it has to happen in another way. Okay?
Okay.
So in about a month from now, you are going to be a little social butterfly just fluttering your wings all over the place, enjoying yourself, having a beautiful smile on your face, flip your phone over, and look around at what's going on in the world around you. If somebody's looking, send them a smile back. Don't glare them down, but send them a smile back and see what happens. I do feel like this is a coincidence. I do not feel like this is a setup. I feel like right place, right time, and everything will fall into place for you. Okay, sweetie?
Oh, thank you so much. Wow, I'm feeling
it
too.
Awesome. And you're ready. You are so ready for this. Now, I want to tell you, please call me back after you've met this person. And right now I'm just going to clear anything stopping you from having a healthy relationship with this person. And instantly it pulls out of my head area and my throat. So in the past you've had like a lot of confusion with relationships or misunderstanding with relationships. And you have not used your voice. Well, let's stop that poop now.
Yes.
It's time for you to say
true.
What you want, not only to them, but more importantly to you, and know that it's okay to want what you want. Don't be a total giver in your next relationship.
Okay.
And you know what?
Okay.
it's not okay. Everything is not okay. Everything guys do is not okay. It's okay. Not 1940 yes. anymore, okay?
Yes.
We don't have to be in that place like, oh, well, that's just how guys behave. No. You know, call them on it in a gentle way, but be like, oh, I find that,
okay.
you know, oh, okay. how would you, I love using analogies. If I treated you the way you treated me, would you stay with me? And they just look at me and they're like,
wow.
no. Yeah, no, you wouldn't,
wow.
would ya? So there we go. It's okay to want what you want. Make sure you know
okay.
what you want before starting this relationship, and then... And that's why it's a couple of weeks out. Once you start this relationship, everything is going to flow beautifully. And I see it being happy. I mean, of course, there are always hiccups as
yeah,
you're getting to know
yeah.
someone. But just be
yeah.
strong in that space and allow yourself to move forward and feel safe in the situation, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. Everything you said is so spot on and resonates. I appreciate you so much.
Oh,
blessings.
Sweetie, thank you. Bless
thank
you, too.
You.
And remember, thanks, Spirit, for all of your messages and your guides. And have yourself
yes.
an absolutely amazing week, okay, love?
You, too. Thanks, Tony.
You are so
Bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to go to 775 next. 775, how are you today?
Hi, Tony. It's Wendy. I have a financial emergency.
Okay, Wendy, I have like 3 minutes left. So what's your situation?
Okay.
Let's do it quickly.
I'm on state disability, and it's caught up with me. I'm not going to be able to pay rent, et cetera, in September. And I have... an aunt in Canada. I'm embarrassed to ask her, but I'm going to email her and ask her if she maybe can send a few thousand to me.
Okay, Wendy. The first thing that I'm getting is, okay, so I'm clearing this from you now because you're always like, okay, just okay, not okay. So I'm clearing this from you now. I'm clearing some of this stuff. You might feel like a pressure on you of some sort. Now, this is the first thing. I don't have a lot of time, and I want to be able to, dear girl, I love you so much. I want to be able to tell you a few things before I have to move on. So the first thing I'm hearing is do not email your aunt. Call your aunt. Have a conversation. But just like ask also how your aunt is doing and then put your request out there. A phone call is going to get much better results than an email would. So please do not feel, please call your aunt instead of emailing. Also, I want you to know that you are going to have some finances come in, whether this is from your aunt or another source you are. But after that, you have to, like, I really want you to consider relocating to a more affordable state. Now, a lot of people from California are moving to Utah, and they're moving to places where it is just they can get an apartment for $400 or $500 a month just because that's what's practical. Don't be attached to the location you're living in. Be attached to your own survival at this point. Okay, sweetie? You need to be very, very very realistic about this. Okay, sweetie?
Into a lease for about 10 more months with my sister. And there is a company that I'm going to call today to see if maybe they will give me a loan based upon my injury case. And but it's horrible high interest. So do you feel like my aunt will give me at least $2,500 or so if I ask her?
Okay, so here's what I'm going to tell you. I do feel like your aunt will help you out. It might not be the amount that you need or want, but I also do feel like you need to be, when your lease is up, you and your sister need to be very practical about where you're going to live and how you're going to survive and possibly looking at that relocation situation to a completely different area of the world. Even if your settlement comes through, you still need to be very, very, very practical. I want to thank everybody so much for listening in today. I'll be back next Monday at noon. Bye-bye.